Thank you very much and welcome back. Let's continue our analysis of markets here. There was a very interesting day yesterday. Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.
You know, this has been a long time coming. I think, you know, what I see this morning, that wheat's been down like 13 sessions in a row, or, you know, been sluggish for 13 in a row. And, you know, we've had the last four down weeks for wheat and three of the last four for corn and soybeans. So it's kind of nice to see a little bit of ray of hope anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think we're seeing a little bit of that. I mean, you know, we still have to get through the report next week, which, you know, it's not a matter of if, it's how much will USDA increase the yield. But demand has been strong. I mean, it, again, another solid export sales estimate for old crop. New crop continues to see tremendous sales. So the demand is there. It's just that everybody's focusing more on the production side.
And yesterday, August 7th, tariff day. Did that have an effect?
You know, I would have thought we would have seen a little more continuation. I would have figured that tomorrow we'd see a little bit of strength come in, but okay. I think the market has gotten pretty immune to the tariff talk.
Let's hear from Mark Schultz, chief analyst at Northstar Commodities, on a panel at FarmFest this week.
Your basis levels on the corn is starting to weaken. Am I correct up here? You're starting to go on. If you check your new crop corn bid, I'm going to tell you, you might be 1,300 to 1,500 going to an ethanol plant, and ethanol is profitable right now, so they might be bidding up for it. So your basis is probably pretty good. But if you check your new crop corn bid, I'll bet you it's 40 cents under the market. So your cash bid is only going to get lower as you keep going. I would be willing to bet that there's a number of people who had July corn locked on a basis that July, when it, July came due, they had to make a decision, sell it or roll it. When you go back to the date that that had to be determined, the end of June, where were the corn prices? Down towards their low. Looking at the crop, not sure. I would be willing to bet a vast majority did what? Roll it to September. When it comes to the end of August, they're going to have to make a decision, and that decision is going to be sell it or there is no more rolling, because typically they don't let you roll from old crop to new crop. So that's why you get caught in this dilemma, and that's why it's last year easy to determine that the low would probably, for a lot of my livestock guys, selling, we're going to buy corn on the last days of August, because that is going to be the force of all this corn is going to get forced onto the market and going to have to get sold. You're going to also be forced into, if these yields truly are as good as they are talked about right now, if it holds up, where do you plan to put all of the product? Elevators are going to get full, feed yards are going to get full, everybody's going to get filled up with grain, and you're going to get in at the very end. If you don't have enough room for your corn, I would suggest you start finding things to do with it, or find out. Otherwise, I'm afraid you may be caught sitting there going, forced to sell at an incredibly low basis. And if you're going to say, well, I'll sell the carry to the market, sell out for March or sell out for there, it's fine. But I'd be willing to bet you all kind of any kind of money you want to bet that the base, that the carry, if you want to store it, the storage is going to be about what it costs for the carry.
Mark Schultz arguing against storing grain for better prices next spring. This is Inside Agriculture, brought to you by Stout Miller Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Valley City on Winter Show Road. We'll be right back with the Executive Director of Minnesota Farm Service Agency.